I wanted to make this light-hearted. I am a transgender man. This means I was assigned female at birth, even though that never has been true for me. I wanted to educate about trans rights without causing too much of a fuss. I wanted to break the stereotype of the ever-so-suffering trans person who, as the media likes to portray, will never be able to find love or happiness. Or even a stable job when it doesn't involve sex work. Because that is not true. We laugh and live. We want as much and as strongly as anyone. And believe it or not, transness does not define us. We don't stroll the aisles of a local supermarket, baby blue, white and pink capes billowing behind us. We don't pay with trans money and we certainly don't eat trans bread. Although, trans fads do have their place once in a while. This was my thought process when I started my research. Make it educational and thought-provoking, but make it fun. I clicked around, I took some notes, and this is where I stumbled over the Trans Day of Remembrance homepage. As I was scrolling through the endless cascade of names flowing down my computer screen, the enthusiasm, too, dripped out of me. All of those people are now dead, murdered because they are transgender. Nicole Santos, Vanessa Valenzuela, Sharma, Alfonso Watson, Ken McFadden, and so many more, until all of them pile up to the staggering number of 325. This is just for 2017. 325 people, with 325 beautiful minds, brilliant futures, dreams, hopes, pets and friends and families. They are, however, not gone, far from it. We remember them every year on the 20th November, the Trans Day of Remembrance. The first of its kind was held in 1999 by a trans woman named Gwendoline Ann Smith, in honor of Rita Hester, who was murdered the same year. Maybe you too want to join in this year. Visit their homepage. Google it. Go to one of the meetings or light a candle. Just look. Transgender people don't want much. And we certainly don't want to take anything away from cis people. For anyone who might not know, this is a term describing non-trans folk. Don't say normal. You're welcome. We want reproductive rights. We want to be able to transition safely and faster. We want to remain unharmed. We want shelter and food. We want acceptance and for people to believe us when we tell you who we are. It's not that hard, and it doesn't hurt. I promise. We face a lot of strife these days. Donald Trump bans us from the US military. Murder rates went up. Suicide rates are at roughly 50%. Ridiculous bathroom laws make it hard for us to even go and pee. So what can we do, you might ask? It's easier than you think. Educate yourself and listen. Be kind. Be understanding. Gender is more complicated and colorful than one imagines, and it really doesn't take away from your life experience. Don't be afraid to ask, but be respectful. Hey, what's in your pants? Really won't gain you an invitation to dinner, my guy. Never misgender, never use the wrong name, and if you do, don't fret, don't sweat, don't shout. Correct yourself quickly and apologize. There is no need for offering us the figurative whip to punish the bad ally out of you. Always speak up when you witness transphobia. Sometimes it is loud and aggressive, you will never be a real woman, or threat to violence. Sometimes it is subtle and insidious. The claim that only women can get pregnant, for example, or one of those pesky snide remarks. Aren't you a little too polite to be a real man? This happened to me once. No joke. I decided to remain polite. Thank you. Lastly, if you really want to do something and you can afford to go the extra mile, donate to Kickstarters and GoFundMes, where some young trans people try to fund their transition. Or give a little something to charities like the Trans Lifeline or the Trevor Project. It is appreciated. I want to close my podcast with the words of the late Marsha P. Johnson, a trans woman who fought in the Stonewall riots and gifted us a piece of equality on that night on Christopher Street. We're all in this red race together.